to the Good for Others podcast. I'm your host, John Valencia, and with me today is our producer, Samantha Herod.
Hey, guys.
Today's guest is Darlene Cascio. Darlene is a sales and marketing expert. Currently, she is leading the communications and marketing efforts for Goodwill Industries, San Diego County. Welcome, Darlene.
Thank you, John. I'm so happy to be here.
We're really excited you're here today. To kick off today's podcast, I'm going to ask you a few lightning round questions to get to know you a little better. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
All right, here we go. Breakfast or no breakfast?
Breakfast. Mm.
Macaroni salad or potato salad?
Potato salad.
Ooh. Trip or staycation?
Trip.
Action movies or dramas?
Comedy? Rom-com?
Sure.
Okay.
Concert or theater?
Concert.
Ooh. Structured routine or go with the flow?
Structured routine.
And on a more serious note, who or what inspires you?
I think I am inspired most often by my children, the funny things that they say and their outlook on life. I remember when my son Chandler was maybe 6 or 7, and I know it's lightning round, so I'm getting carried away.
No, this is great.
You know, he was really grumpy the night before and he went to bed, or he woke up grumpy. That's the story. He woke up grumpy and I'm like, Chandler, what's the matter? Did you wake up on the wrong side of the bed? He's like, no, the wall is there. Right?
Yeah.
And so things are just so simple for them. Mm. And sometimes I get really focused on things and forget just how easy and fun life should be.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. So before we jump into the topic, tell us a little bit about your background.
My background. So I was born and raised in San Diego. Woo-hoo. I'm a native.
Woohoo. There, it's rare. We are like unicorns in this world, right? Most people are transplants. Well, yay for us.
Yay. I grew up in a small town in East County called Pine Valley. I left there when I graduated from Mountain Empire High School, and I went to UCSD and studied communications. And I am right now starting the second month of my Master of Science program in marketing.
Congratulations.
Yes, I'm really excited. I'm rolling into my final with an A. We'll see how I fare.
It's a good way to start.
Yeah, yeah. So that's me. Been married 30 years this year, and I have 3 children ranging from 14 to 24.
To an awesome husband, I might add.
Thank you. I think
he's
so,
pretty
too.
Cool. Well, wonderful. So today's topic is simple steps on marketing your why. And I really want us to focus on what the why means. For a lot of nonprofits, that may mean mission. And of course, we want to make sure that this topic can be accessible for people in the nonprofit world and outside the nonprofit world. So in our first segment, let's talk a little bit about mission, awareness. How do you really market those efforts? And specifically right now you're working at Goodwill. So what are some of those things that you're currently doing to really get the mission and your why out to the public?
So I think that the marketing program at Goodwill is 3-pronged. We have mission, we have retail, and of course we have donations. Without that donation piece, nothing else really will work. But I think, you know, in talking about the mission piece, it's really interesting the things that I hear as a marketing person for Goodwill. I hear things like, you're not really a nonprofit. Hmm. And I hear that, you know, why you get these donations for free. Why don't you give everything away to those who need it for free? And I also get a lot of a misunderstanding about our purpose and our mission. So in the marketing effort for mission, the primary job is to educate the community on exactly what we do, which is to provide training and employment to people with disabilities and other barriers to employment. We employ nearly 1,400 people. Almost 50% are a person with a disability or other barrier. So we do a few things that are kind of fun in the community to create awareness. In the fall, we have our high school football program called the Goodwill Game of the Week. We do that with Fox, and it's all around creating awareness as to how we implement our mission. We also, at any time we have the opportunity to speak at an event or with the media, we again always share back our mission so that people really have a great understanding. Our digital advertising and radio, our digital TV and radio ads all incorporate that mission piece, which we really hope if people understand that will drive them to some form of action, whether it is donating something that they no longer need or shopping with us or telling someone about our community employment centers. We have 5 in the county where job seekers can come and get help with their job search. So we help them with their resume. We help them with their job application. We help them with their soft skill training with free workshops and their interview preparation so that, you know, they put their best foot forward and really get that job, whether it's with us or another employer in town. We really want to see them reach their goals.
So I'm really happy you're here. And in a few weeks, we're going to have Tony, your CEO, on here. But I'm really excited because I think not a lot of people, like you just said, understand what Goodwill really does. And the employment piece is huge. 1,400 people, that makes you a very large employer here in San Diego County, let alone all the other Goodwills across the United States. You're a very large entity doing magical work and getting people in really difficult situations into work and breaking down those barriers. So thank you for that. And I really hope that people hearing this can really understand that, you know, put away some of those myths that they think what Goodwill is, and really see the value that what you're doing. One of the things that you said that I think confuses a lot of people is that donation piece. Okay, so what you've done, just so people know, is that you are a social enterprise.
We are.
That is where many nonprofits these days are going. And the main reason why is because there are so many nonprofits. There's almost 12,000 here in San Diego. And everyone is fighting over the same resources. But if you, like Goodwill or any other organization, ends up creating some sort of social enterprise component, now you have revenue coming in to offset the cost that it does need or require in order to do your mission and provide that the answer to your why, right? So I just think that that's a great point I want to stress right here, is that many organizations right now are out there thinking, oh, I'm just trying to figure out how to keep the lights on. But there are many organizations out there who have created these social enterprises to be the lifeline to revenue, to pay for the great work that you're doing.
Yes, I really think that the model that was established for Goodwill San Diego this year, 90 years ago, this is our 90th year, which is very exciting. On March 25th, we turn 90.
Congrats.
Thank you. I think it is really important to understand that that is our fundraising piece. When mm-hmm. someone brings us a donation, they are helping us raise the funds to sustain our mission and our enterprise. I think that the great part about the social enterprise at Goodwill is that that same revenue is used to pay wages to people who are in actual job training, right? For many folks, this is their first job, and without this opportunity, they couldn't build upon their skills to get their next job or to move up within our organization. So that really is the beauty of the social enterprise, and I think people really grasping that will make a difference in how they view us. They'll recognize the importance of the donation and the purchase.
So as Goodwill is focusing on expressing to the community your why, which is how you're doing your marketing components, what else are you doing to really get the awareness out there about what Goodwill is doing? What have you found works versus what doesn't work, maybe?
Traditional advertising still works for us. So the TV, the radio, the digital ads are very effective.
Great.
I think that the community collaboration works very well. So doing events together, we do pop-up shops. We are members of the community chambers and economic development organizations. I think it's very important to be visible in the community so that we have the opportunity to share our why with as many people as possible. I think that the other piece of it, of course, is social media. Mm-hmm. We have our full calendar for the year. We're really collaborating with influencers, and we're really not only sharing that mission, but sharing the retail and the donation piece. So kind of the whole story, right?
Yep.
And we blog, and we have an amazing website with 22,000 visitors each and every month. Quite a few of them are new, at least about 7,000 of those.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, I think that the messaging is working together in all of those places to share our story.
So one of the things that I really love that you're doing right now is the work with LinkedIn and the focus on what you're doing and who you're doing it with, specifically your employees. Tell folks what you guys are doing right now.
So through our CEO's LinkedIn page, through Tony Giffen's page, we have been able to focus weekly on one employee, or we call our employees ambassadors, to kind of feature them, to applaud them, to recognize them, to thank them for the work that they are doing, and also to let the community know the types of jobs that we have at Goodwill and how you could potentially fit in or how you might be able to pull from our resources. So that job training that, you know, as an established employer in San Diego, you may be looking for a particular type of person, someone who really has those great soft skills. They show up to work on time. They look you in the eye when they communicate with you. They listen. They are able to make decisions on their own and really, you know, be a good employee. I think a lot of that training, all of that training really does take place at Goodwill. So when you recruit somebody, not only maybe from our organization or through our community employment center, you're getting someone who already has that skill set.
That's awesome. And aren't you guys, I think this is true, the largest recycler in San Diego?
Well, we're for sure the original recycler.
Okay.
We are the largest employer of people with disabilities and other barriers. So that's
wonderful.
Pretty exciting. Or actually, we're the largest employer of people with developmental disabilities in San Diego. So that's very exciting. Recycling, we are a very sustainable organization just because of our business model.
Mm-hmm.
So if you bring us your donation, right, and it doesn't sell in our retail stores, it goes to our clearance center or our outlets. And then the last opportunity is to be recycled.
And I think that's a fun fact because not many people know that, which is pretty amazing. All right, so we need to go to a commercial break. We will be right back.
No one wants to live in a retirement facility. No one. Especially not you, am I right? I'm Kathy Thorpe, president of Nurse Next Door. When your kids start talking about how wonderful it is to live in a retirement home, have them go to nursenextdoor.com. You can live in your own home and get all the help you need. It's less expensive and it's safe. We've got the answers to every question at 888-988-5880. nursenextdoor.com.
Welcome back to the Good for Others podcast. I'm here with Darlene, and we're talking about marketing and the importance of really understanding your why when you're explaining to people who you are and what you need from them, right? So let's talk a little bit more about LinkedIn, because you've done some really cool stuff that I think is transferable to nonprofit and for-profit sectors. So anyone listening could actually do what you're doing. So let's delve a little bit more into that. How did you start this idea, and what benefits have you guys been seeing from what you've been doing?
So from all of my years of training and marketing, I've always known that LinkedIn is incredibly powerful, especially for businesses. So when Tony became CEO, I put together a marketing plan for the chief executive. We met and decided to move forward with quite a few of those pieces, one of them being LinkedIn. So then I created a social media calendar. We decided that we would start out with 4 days a week. The strategy behind that was to build her audience. At that time, I think she had somewhere between 300 and 400 followers, and we knew we wanted to get her into the thousands to really share our message and educate her educate the people who were going to be following her on what it is that Goodwill does. So kind of came up with, I think she came up with this idea of, did you know, because people are always asking her, people are always responding to her, I had no idea, right? Mm. So we started out with the did you know. It was my idea to highlight weekly an ambassador and really kind of recognize them from her office, which feels incredibly amazing to the employee. And then we came up with the thought of the day so that we could kind of keep her at the forefront of her page, because this is her page, right? Mm-hmm. So we want to share some of her thoughts. And then, you know, the fourth topic was kind of something I would stumble across. So one night I was watching This Is Us, and I noticed that Kate was putting all of her donations, the things that they didn't want. Her husband had lost weight. They had all this clothes that they needed to get rid of, and they were putting it into a big Goodwill box. I hit pause on the DVR and grabbed a snapshot of that, because I thought that'd be a great post for Tony's social. And so it's kind of just being open to possibilities and ideas. I do a lot of reading. So things that I come across in the reading, I'll share with her my reading. And then at the end of the week, I create 2 weeks worth of posts. We're constantly photographing things that are happening with Tony or in the community, or like that image of the television. And she reviews the copy that I present her with, makes changes, makes sure that it's authentic and in her voice.
Great.
And we created a visual template, so all of her posts look the same. Mm-hmm. They always have that same branded look, which I think is very important to have it be cohesive. And then we went after the 4 days a week. We've been at it for 2 years now, which I think we realized came out to 408 ideas.
Wow.
Woo. And we just decided this week to take that down to 3 times a week. Okay. And the strategy behind that is to now focus on greater engagement less often. Mm. So we've built up her following. I think she's almost at 4,000. And now we want to drill down on that following and create greater engagement with them.
That's amazing. Congrats to you.
Aw, thanks. It's been just so exciting to watch this take off and to have people respond so positively to it. Tony just got back from the conference of executives, and she says anytime she's with her Goodwill peers, that everyone is surrounding her and telling her, we just love all your posts. We follow you, and we just really love what's going on. And the best part of all of it is watching now all these other Goodwill CEOs start to do it and replicate it in their community.
It's become a best practice for sure.
It has, for sure.
So in my consulting work, I have talked to a lot of different CEOs of different nonprofits and showed them exactly what we were talking about. So for those listening now, I would suggest going to LinkedIn, look up Tony Giffen from Goodwill San Diego, and you will see the magic that we were talking about right now. One thing I did want to re-mention, I guess, is so on Fridays is when you sit down and actually build the content. And you said you do that for the following 2 weeks. Is that what you do?
That's exactly right. Great. So I present it to her every Friday. She reviews it. Nice. And then it picks up that following Tuesday. And I do 2 weeks at a time just to kind of give myself a chance to process and get creative, right? Because coming up with ideas and having them all be different is a challenge.
That's great. And so just so that we can reiterate what you said, on Fridays is when you create all the posts for 2 weeks. Then your CEO looks at them on Monday, reviews. Then you have a lot of content for the next couple of weeks. And you just do that as a routine, right?
That's right. That's the process.
Yeah, and I know it's easy to get out of that routine. So holding yourself accountable and getting it done gives you enough time, because you're doing it 2 weeks in advance, that there might be some other information that pops up. You can move a post to a later date, right? If something more relevant is present, and then you can post that instead.
You do want to allow yourself some flexibility, because things will come up. Or the other thing that sometimes happens is I miss my deadline. Sometimes, mm-hmm. You know, the whirlwind happens and I'm sending her my 2 weeks on Sunday night.
Sure. Yeah.
So that happens. And then, you know, the pressure's on her.
I love it. So what else are you doing with Goodwill? I know that you mentioned something about Thrifty Thursdays. Tell us about that.
Thrifty Thursdays is such a fun, it's monthly. We partner with KUSI. They invite us to come in and we usually bring models with us. So we have a schedule. So we create a theme. So we might do a plus size finds that you can find at Goodwill. We can do a segment on designer shoes or furniture. And we really bring everything in and set the stage so that the viewers can see the type of quality and product that you can find at our retail stores. We have 31 of them in San Diego. And, you know, it is a bit of a treasure hunt. But it's remarkable, really remarkable, the generosity of the community and the things that they give us, and remarkable for a shopper to be able to find designer things at amazing prices that are truly gently used or often new with tags.
The thing that's remarkable about what you guys do, especially with KUSI, the TV news program here in San Diego, it's a great example of what other nonprofits across the United States could be doing. TV, you know, news places are always looking for something unique. You having this kind of pop-up fashion show is unique because I think everyone that's tuning into it, I've tuned into it and I've seen, and I'm like, wow, like you can find those kind of shoes at a Goodwill. And like you said, it's a treasure hunt. So I think that's a great example, a takeaway. Someone can say, all right, well, how can I be creative, think outside the box for my organization and what we're doing to leverage the relationship of a local news station to get something out there that's versus just a conversation or an interview that's so typical, right? You guys have really created something pretty neat to watch. It's visually appealing, and it's also really great for people to understand and build that awareness about what Goodwill is and what you really have, and kind of demystify what you think Goodwill might be, right?
It does demystify. And I think, you know, that public relations, that PR piece is very important and should be a part of your marketing plan, because the networks are looking for fresh content. And if you can do the heavy lifting and bring it to them, then that's one more thing. You know, they're already chasing down news stories, hard news, things right. that are happening in the community. And, you know, none of us want to turn in and just watch a bleak hour of news. We want to have some fun and we want to see new things. And so, again, if you're willing to do the heavy lifting, you can really maximize some of that PR effort.
That's a really great best practice for sure. So sometimes you find some really exciting and unique items that people have donated, I'm guessing. Yes?
Yes.
So what do you do with that? Is something about, I'm guessing, Shop Goodwill. Yes?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
A lot of our collectibles, our fine art, our jewelry, some of the higher end product that is donated to us is listed and sold on shopgoodwill.com. And you can specifically search for the San Diego pages or find the link to them on our website. The great thing about that is that you're still keeping the revenue here local. And another great thing about that most people don't know is if you make a purchase on shopgoodwill.com on our San Diego page, our facility, our e-commerce facility is over in the Marina part of San Diego. So you can go and pick it up that right away if you'd like and skip out on those shipping charges and get to see it. So that's another benefit to shopping online and being able to pick it up here in San Diego and still contributing to Goodwill San Diego.
Yeah, great. And tell us about Game of the Week.
The Goodwill Game of the Week is so exciting. So this is a partnership that we have with Fox 5 News. And in the fall, during the high school football season, we come out and we talk about our mission at the game. We might show a video with one of the sportscasters. And this last year, or 2 years now, we've also featured e-commerce product to kind of create greater awareness about our e-commerce platform. So many people really enjoy the benefits of shopping online. You look forward to that package at your doorstep. And so we want to be a part of that as well.
That's wonderful. Well, great. We have to go to a quick commercial, but we will be right back.
No one wants to live in a retirement facility. No one. Especially not you, am I right? I'm Kathy Thorpe, president of Nurse Next Door. When your kids start talking about how wonderful it is to live in a retirement home, have them go to nursenextdoor.com. You can live in your own home and get all the help you need. It's less expensive and it's safe. We've got the answers to every question at 888-988-5880. nursenextdoor.com.
And we are back. Thank you so much for listening to the Good for Others podcast. Today we are talking with Darlene, a marketing and communications expert. And one of the things I'd like to ask you, Darlene, is if you could go back in time to maybe one of your first jobs, with all the knowledge you have now of marketing communications, what would you tell your younger self?
So my first job was at La Jolla Magazine.
Oh.
And I pretty much did everything. Like, hey, you know, I would tell the owner, this advertiser hasn't paid their bill. Okay, so go ahead, get it. Go get it. So I answered the phones. I took photographs. I wrote stories. I collected on unpaid bills. I just did it all. And I think what I would tell my younger self is don't be in such a hurry. Really just enjoy this moment and this time. I was always in such a hurry for that next challenge, for that next opportunity. And really, it does all come in its own perfect time. And you don't need to, you know, you can just be in the moment and enjoy it. I think it's funny that when we're younger, we want to look and be older. And then as we start to get older, we want to look and be younger. So I think it's really funny. I think I've always enjoyed nurturing others. And sometimes I forget how important that is in filling myself up and really making time for that.
That's a good one. So as you think about slowing down and enjoying life, how do you do that in your current job now so that you don't get burnt out? Because I think that's a big thing that people experience. And every time I see you, you are always this glowing, happiness. And I think that's a great thing. It's a good tell that you're happy in your job. So what are you doing to keep that enjoyment and slowing down?
You know, I think being able to let others grow and take on, right? So some of that comes from teaching others, being able to delegate and let it go.
Delegate.
And that's a very hard thing to do.
Yes, it is.
You know, so letting others help you and helping to grow others and grow other leaders, I think is very important. And setting boundaries is not something that you can do every day. If you have a hard deadline, you have a hard deadline, you're going to make that deadline. But when you don't, really, you know, getting home in time to take that walk. I have a mini schnauzer Blitzen at home that I just love. And so
Sam has one too.
Oh, they are the smartest, most amazing dogs ever.
What's
your name?
Blitzen.
I swear he can read my mind. He knows exactly what to do and say to make me happy. And so I think you need to take those moments. My husband and I have regular date nights, and I try to do the same with my kids.
That's great.
You know, so you're just making that time.
And it plays into that nurturing piece, right? You said you wish that, because that's a part that feeds you. So it helps you when you slow down and delegate. You're helping to nurture someone. And then when you're spending time with those you love, you're also getting that nurturing back. That's wonderful. Great.
Thank you.
Darlene, this has been a lot of fun. But before we go, we have one final segment. So we play a game here called Three Wishes. So let's imagine there's a genie here, and she's going to grant you three wishes. What would be your first wish?
Well, my first wish would be to bring Blitzen to work with me once in a while. I would love that. That would be so much fun. And I know he would really love to meet everyone I work with.
Well, Tony will be on our show soon. So I'll put a plug in for Blitzen to be able to do that.
That would be great.
And what about your second wish?
So my second wish, my mom owned or ran home cares for people with disabilities. And so I grew up in one of these homes and from a young age learned how to interact with people with disabilities, which I think led to where I am now at Goodwill. And so I really wish that more children, you know, we're always teaching children with disabilities how to integrate. It would be so great if that went both ways, because I learned that at an early age and had a lot of compassion and empathy. I see it in my children, and I wish I could see it in more children.
That's wonderful.
And my third wish, of course, is for all of my children's dreams to come true.
Oh, what a good mom. That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being here today. I really, really appreciate it. I think that there's a lot of great nuggets people are going to be able to take away, and even just that LinkedIn thing. Go do it, everyone.
Go,
it's magical. So thank you for bringing your expertise here. It's been fun and very insightful.
Thank you, John, so much. I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
Wonderful. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in today. For more information about our conversation, please check out our website at goodforothers.org. As always, we hope you heard something today that inspires you to do good for others.